This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Howard Clark, Beast Guy.
Beast Guy from Hiram Clark, Beast Guy from Hiram Clark.
You hear it. Beast Guy from Hiram Clark in studio with us, as he always is on a Tuesday. We are in that 11 o'clock hour, so I will remind you, Rodeo Ticket Tuesday is active. Keep listening. Those four pack of tickets, rather, will be given away in this hour, so keep it locked. However, I don't want to waste any more time. B. Scott, what's on your mind?
So, last week I came in here trying to convince myself of this Jose Altuve in left field thing. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, how's it been going on that?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
I'm feeling okay about it. I think it's, for me, it might actually be a necessary evil. We talked about it last week. It might just be a thing that they have to do, but I'm living with it. This week, I'm coming in here trying to convince myself of Lance McCullers being an actual contributor to this baseball team.
All right.
You saw that he threw it.
Bless your heart.
Baseball guys made so that it was rained out yesterday that the Astros didn't play, but Lance McCullers did throw a bullpen, and it's the first time that I'm like allowing myself to try to think of ways that Lance could actually contribute to the team. Y'all might try to talk me down. Maybe this is me being a little bit too much pie in the sky.
Hey bro, I got the bridge. You want to buy it?
But look,
I got bridge
is,
for sale.
But so far, nothing about the Astros for the last 2 years, going on really year three now, up until this point to us having this conversation right now, nothing about the Astros have I really factored much of Lance McCullers into the equation.
No one has.
And rightfully so. To the point now, even we've got a full five-man rotation that does not include him. We've got a bullpen idea of what a bullpen might look like without him. And to be fair, he is somebody that views himself as a starter and has been a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So where does he fit into the equation if, in fact, he can pitch for you? I'm starting to allow myself to think about that, think along those terms, and then try to figure out what exactly does that look like.
I said bless your heart more for the bit. Because if we're all being honest, there's a part of us that we're like, could it really be this time? Could it really be this time?
Or, it seemed a little more real.
Not a big part. I still have my doubts, but I think it's human nature. Like I started the show, like what's cool about this time of year in the Astros right now is there's that anticipation, that unknown. And I kick myself that there is a little part of me. I think I'm more on the other side than you are. I'm still like, okay, sure, we'll see. I doubt it. But there's a little part of me that's like, maybe.
It could even be maybe. What if he is good?
Yeah.
You know, like maybe not something that you're hanging your hat on because you do have that five-man rotation because you haven't factored him into the equation in so long. You know, out of sight, out of mind. But if he is in sight, if he is around, what if he is good again? Then you're talking about, hey, you're six deep in your rotation, and we know how important it is to have more starters the further you get along. And we do still feel like this is a team that can be competitive within its own division. We don't think the world of the division necessarily. Mm-hmm. That's not looking at the Astros as a World Series favorite, but certainly a team that could win its division the way it did last year,
yeah,
and ease its way or back its way into the playoffs, however it happens. So what does that look like after that? You've got a decent depth of starting pitching. You've invested quite a bit in closer, so you got the back end of your pitching kind of solidified. Like, to me, it's just something that is worth thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm with you. Like, I have been in that place, and maybe you can say that I've not been as close to the Astros over this period of time where Lance has had these injuries to be to have been scalded,
yeah,
by the hot stove and changed the way that I react to it, right? But I'm in that place as well, and it's partially because there's some of the tangible things. And if you'll allow me to try and up your dosage of hopium here, yeah, this is Joe Espada talking today about not just Lance McCullers, but also Luis Garcia threw a bullpen. And obviously, we know when you're throwing, it's not about how you feel when you throw. It's about how you feel the next day.
Mm. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
My college threw 35 pitches. Woke this morning and woke up here this morning feeling good. So the next step for him will be a live BP. Luis Garcia threw like 20 something pitches, and he also walked in feeling pretty good.
A little bit of hopium.
And see, I hadn't even factored in Luis Garcia. Like, mm-hmm, we're talking about decent depth. It's a big thing with the Astros. It's been a big part of their identity. Like, if you would, the back end of their dynasty has in large part focused on pitching. And I would just say this, like, you know, kind of just going into these thoughts a little bit more. Like, I think with the Astros, larger picture, we focused, or I'll speak for myself, I focused a lot on what they've lost and not as much on what they've brought in and what they do still have.
Mm-hmm.
And I know last year was a big disappointment. They backed their way into the postseason. They get swept by the Tigers. And it just looks like it's just uninspiring. It's the end of the dynasty. But they still have, I would say this, worst teams in the Astros have made it to the World Series and even won the World Series. I would say that they're not a favorite because basically if you look at it big picture, something would have to go terribly wrong for the Dodgers not to win it. But if we're just focused on the American League, Like, the Astros still have the ingredients to do this thing. They brought in Christian Walker. Haven't talked as much about that because we focus a lot, again, on what they sent out. Brought in Isak Paredes, who is a really good hitter. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a decent lineup and depth at pitching that I think at least makes them interesting enough and compelling enough to be in the mix to still make some noise.
I'm more optimistic about Luis Garcia than Lance McCullers, but as I mentioned earlier, there's a little part of me is like, well, maybe what if? Here's where it gets dicey. Even if he comes back and he's healthy, 100% healthy, it's been 2.5 years. It will be 2.5 years since he pitched in the 2022 postseason. I don't know who can be.
Do we get the star role back?
Well, I don't know who can be any semblance of what they were.
Yeah,
with a 2.5 year layoff. Like, what are your expectations? Is what I'm thinking. They can't be very high.
No, they would have to be low.
Yeah,
that's why it's a more what if scenario, or just kind of allowing yourself to go there, but not like, hey, we need Lance McCullers. Like, he's almost in Forrest Whitley territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, a guy, except, you know, we've never really seen Forrest Whitley at a high level. Like, I know he's around a little bit last year, but like, in some ways, it's like, hey, out of sight, out of mind, what if? And if he is, it kind of changes the conversation a little bit. To me, it does. If Lance McCullers is good, or any semblance of good, if he's good enough to be a starter, what does that look like exactly?
Right,
and
exactly.
And if he's just good enough to be an extra piece to your bullpen, that is obviously valuable to you as well. Somebody of his quality, of his pitch mix, that could perhaps give you length in the bullpen.
Sure.
Like, we're talking about, I mean, to me, we're talking about a bit of an X factor.
But I mean, you've got, and you mentioned it, right? The idea of the necessity of depth when it comes to a rotation over the course of an entire year, because it's not just, oh, we got our five and that's good. But man, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And one thing about a marathon is it'll break you down injury wise. It's just not, it's in the modern iteration. I still also feel a lot more comfortable. And I know that you've said in 2 years he hasn't pitched. But he is a pitcher, and I say that not like in the most obvious sense of his position as pitcher. But you have throwers and you have pitchers.
Right.
That's a dude who knows how to use his pitch mix and those types of things. I don't think that that's something that you just lose, particularly as he's saying that it feels like he has a little bit more of his velocity as he is working back. Like, I feel confident in the
idea. But it's more of an art, and that is something that you have to regain.
Sure, that is
fair.
To me,
it almost works the other way.
That is fair.
Like, if he just regained strength and he was a fireballer, I'd almost feel better about that. You know, because, you know, the curveball is, I mean, it comes and goes over the course of a season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have 3 or 4 games where I didn't have my curveball. Couldn't, the grip felt funny or whatever.
Sure.
See, it's an art with Lance McCullers. And by the way, he was only throwing, I'm falling guilty to all the people that are used to fireballers these days.
When he's like, throwing, if you're not throwing 98, you can't pitch on my team.
He was throwing 89 to 91. You know, if he has just a nick, just a click off on his stuff, I think it goes the other way.
Yeah, no, I think this is just, obviously, different ways of looking at it.
Sure.
It could be, oh, it's been 2 years. How do you regain that? Mm-hmm. Or is it, hey, man, it took 2 years for me to regain that.
Sure.
Like, maybe this is just how long it took for him to get right. You know, like this is just how bad it was, and now he's right. And again, it's the what if he is. You know, I think all of your concerns are the valid ones and the ones that make sense. Like, they're almost the obvious ones, because it's like, man, we haven't seen this guy. There's a reason why. But again, it could just be it took this long for him to get right. And again, we've all seen this up close and personal, right? When the Rangers won the World Series a couple years ago, Reggie, you were in Dallas.
Correct.
And of course, they had to go through the Astros to get that done. So we saw that, all saw that up close and personal. Mm-hmm. The thing that they had going for them, they didn't have a good bullpen that year. The Rangers ended up having a depth of starting pitching that was able to compensate for that that season. And it was a big reason. Now, they had a really good offense, but that was a big reason why they were able to make that work for them that year. I'm not saying that this is the 2023 Rangers or anything. I'm just saying that showed you the importance of having that depth of starters, not just simply having a bullpen.
Sure. And if you have the depth of starters, and if you have, especially with these ground ball pitchers, if you can figure out that you know, second base spot to where your infield is fielding pretty well, that helps you have your lineup together, and that's majority of what you need, right? You can probably make some things shake. Plus, then you had to remember the reminder that relief pitching is the easiest thing, relatively, to get and acquire at the trade deadline. Like, you would be in a place to be at least well-situated to do a little bit of something. Yes, I know you smiling at me because this is all the hopium that I'm unleashing right now. But this is hope time. Yeah. If I can't hope in spring training, when can I hope?
Well, I will say on the other side of hope, you mentioned second base. I've never been more curious about second base than I am now, maybe ever.
Yeah.
So
at least 2011.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a long time.
And it doesn't look like Arenado's going to happen after all. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What you see is what you get.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm seeing. I haven't seen much yet. I don't know what I'm seeing or getting here.
Speaking of seeing things, we'll get a little bit of a taste of what Seth Payne is seeing out there in West Palm Beach. Again, appreciation to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for having them fine fellas out in West Palm Beach. We'll get a live update from what's happening out that way at 12:40. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping, which includes the UH clinching another one back to back. Brian, we'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.